Zog the Gemara, Daf Yudalad Omid Beis, the first wide line, five lines from the bottom. Zog the Gemara. Ukeben Azai Choyte Dal Loma Hoyamevi. Loma. Meaning, the Gemara, the Mishnah said, the Machlokes Ben Azai and the Rabbonim. The how many Choysomis were there in the Mikdash? Tanakama says, Rabbonim say, there were four. Egel, Zohar, and Gedi, and Choyte. And Choyte, we said, refers to the Mitzvah that has to bring three Karbonis. Three Karbonis means each one is three lug, because we said it means Revi'ah Sahin for them. So that comes out being nine, and then a tenth lug for the Matan Bohanois and the Tnuch. Now, Ben Azai says there were five, besides what he mentioned, Egel, Dechai means Zohar. But he said, it's Gdi, and then it's Choyte Dal and Choyte Asher. A pauper material that can have four, three Karbonis only brings one, and ends up being four lug. Three lug plus one.
Is it only for the
two different things. There's Esroinim is Soilus, and the Sochim is the Shlishis and Revius and the Chatzi.
Same thing,
yes. Zog the Gemara. Ukeben Az is the Sochim and all the Nesochim. There's wine, there was Shemen, and there was flour. Zog the Gemara. We're talking about the whole works. Whatever you picked up, you had to pick up all the different Nesochim. We had to pick up flour, oil, and wine. And the Torah clearly describes, there's a formulation called Shloisha Esroinim, Shnei Esroinim, Isorin, that's flour. There's a formulation called Shlishis, Revius, and Chetzi. Let's talk about the Nesom, the oils. Zog the Gemara. Uke ben Azai choyte dal lomo. Frek the Gemara, kong to ben Azai. The choyte dal bring three lugin, like we just said. So, Ibazoi, why do you have to have a special ticket called choyte dal? Just take the ticket called Gdi. It's the same three lugin. That's like Gdi.
The flour is not the same.
Same thing.
Everything?
Yeah. So, Frag the Gemara, it's the same formulation. When it's three, when it's a third, when it's a fourth, yeah, then it's the same formulation. Zog the Gemara, so why do you have to have another ticket? Why do you another ticket? Just take the Gdi ticket. And for the Gemara, Hoyamevi Lugoi Imoi. No. Because the mice, you need a fourth. Three is not going to make the cut. Like we said, you need another lug. So merely need four lug. So the ticket of D is not going to be make the cut. It's not going to be the right formulation. Zog the Gemara, Brom, Kirabonon. Now, according to the Tanakam, according to the Rabbonon, so a choyte dal, Taka can, he doesn't argue in choyte dal. He says a choyte dal can be etzim utilize a gdi ticket. Aye, what happened to the behoinois? That he brings from his own home. Because the whole reason why usually you pick up all these libations in the Beis HaMikdash, because we're concerned that you're not going to prepare it, altaras HaKodesh, in your home. But since this last look goes on your behoinois, over here you don't have to be worried about that it wasn't done altaras HaKodesh. They weren't choshed. So the machlokes is, does the fourth lug come from your home, or do you buy it in the Beis HaMikdash?
Why does he hold that?
He holds no. Once you pick up everything. I want to come everything. Now, an usher, it doesn't go on the Mizbech, exactly. But still, you pick up everything over there. I'm not traveling with lugim. That's a machloikas. Now, an usher that has to bring 10, right? So he, Avada wants to buy everything in the Beis HaMikdash. Is he a rich man traveling with a lug? That's not, it doesn't pass for him. So an usher, convenience, of course, picks up 10. And that's why Avada Tanakama says, you pick it up in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't use tickets of Gdi and then have that formulation. Three Gdis or whatever the cheshbon is. No, you have to have your own formulation called 10. Zog the Gemara. Niske Rochel. A Rochel. What's the Nesachim of a Rochel? Now we know there's Gdi, Ayel, and Egel. Now, Gdi and the Egel are Bein Tzcharim and Bein Nekevis. A Rochel is a Nekeva. Zogt Gemara Niske Rochel, what's the shear? Ma. Min ma de taninon, from the fact that we learned in the Mishnah. Gedim is shamash niske tzoyin gdoyle muktanim, schorim in the kevois. By gedim, it doesn't make a difference if it's big or small in the kev or zachar. Hado amri, for me it's muchach, that niske rochel can niske gedi. Since it says schorim in the kevois, a rochel is in the keva that falls into the category of a gedi. Correct. Right, so it falls into that category. So mela, the keves or the gdi are the same din when it comes to the sochim, just the elim is taka different. Zog the Gemara.
What does it say by niske rochel?
Same thing, like a gdi. Zog the Gemara.
It says gdi or rochel?
It says gdi, but it means like rochel. The keves and the sochim, it includes rochel. All kvasim. Kvasim and gdi are the same thing. Zog the Gemara. Dichsiv, I'll bring you a raya to this from the pasuk in Parsha Shlach, and this pasuk describes all the three formulations. Kocha ya'ase ye'ose la shoro echod or la ailo echod or it says shoro echod one or la ailo echod or lese bikvosim or veizim. Now, what's the pasuk saying? Legabin the sochem as follows. So we dash as follows. La shoro echod lo manemar magid shlechilik ben niske egel and niske shor magid shlechilik akosuv nechilik. They're coming to teach us. Shlechilek, without differentiating between niske egel and niske shor. An egel and a shor is a question of large or small. There is no difference. The Torah says, echod. They're all called ben bokar. The same thing. There's no difference in the sochim just because you have a large oxen or you have a small egel. It's the same thing. They both have the same amount in the sochim. Shehoyah b'din, you might think, to mechalek between a shor godl and an egel cotton. Why? Because ben atzoin ton is sochim. And tzoyin needs a sochim. Uben bokaton a sochim. And we differentiate over there. Imatzonu shechilik ben niske keves and niske ayel. We know a keves is revias ahen. And a ayel is shlishis ahen. One is three lug. One is four lug. One is a fourth. One is a third. So just like you differentiate between what? Between ayel and keves. So maybe keves. So maybe mechalik between egel and shor. So you might think, lokach nachlik ben niske egel and niske shor. Talmud loymar, kocho ye ose la shoyro echod. Magid shlechilik ben niske egel and niske shor. Echod. It's one. There's no difference if it's large or small. Zok di gemorah, oyla ayil. Loma nema. Where's the pasuk telling us oyla ayil? Zok di gemorah, shoye bedin. You might think, imotzonu shlechilik ben niske ben shono le niske ben shnotayim. After all, a keves, we said, is 1 year. An ayil, we said, is up to 2 years. So maybe just like differentiated. So maybe differentiate between an ayil that can also be kosher when it's three. There maybe is a difference between an ayil that's large or small, different age. Talmud Loimah, no. Oil ayil or echod. An ayil is only one. We don't differentiate in the nesachim of the ayil. Oil asebaksovim, bakvosim. Loma Nemar, what is the pasuk telling me? Shoya Bedin, you might think, imatzonu shechilik ben niske keves and niske ayil. Since we differentiate between keves and ayil, a shlishis and revias, so lekach nachlik ben niske kisva le niske rochel. After all, a kisva is a shona. You asked me before about a rochel. A rochel can be 2 years old. I said it would be one. It could also be 2 years old. So maybe differentiating the kisva itself between a 1 year old and a 2 year old. Talmud Loimah. A rochel is up to two.
And
an ayil is a ram. A rochel is a sheep, a female sheep.
A ram is an older sheep.
A ram is a male.
An ayil is an older.
A ram is a male.
So what's a rochel?
A rochel is a sheep that's 2 years old.
Between one and two, or zero and two?
Between one and two.
And up until one is a kefir.
Correct.
And after two becomes an ayil.
No, an ayil is a male. No.
What
is? Two and up. Zog de mora tamad loymal, oil se. So right now we're trying to differentiate. Maybe differentiate between a kisva, which is a shono, and a rochel, which is two. Tamad loymal. Oy la se bakvosim. Oy la se bakvosim is an extra pasuk to tell me that all kvosim are equal. It doesn't make a difference between zochar and keva. And it doesn't make a difference if it's one or two, meaning a rochel or a keves, one. The only difference is between keves and ayil. That is the only difference. Keves and ayil. Zoktimol, the last gemara, oy be'izim. Lo manema, what does it tell me, oy be'izim? Show you, but then you might think, since we differentiate between the keves and the ayil, lukach nachlek ben niske gdi, leniske tayish. A gdi is a small goat. A tayish is a gdi, a goat that became older. So maybe differentiate, Talmud loyma, oy be'izim. There's no difference. Just like over here, Tzachavi is saying, which is three lugin. There's no difference between a gdi and a tayish. We said that the Ramoyin, if they're going to find the lost ticket, remember they meet up at night, Yoichanon and the one in charge of the tickets and the one in charge of the money. So they see if it confirms, if it's the same amount. Now, the reason why we give them the Nesachim, if the money is more and there's less tickets, so we give them. But if Lemaisa, there isn't a missing money, and it's all accounted for, then we say that, no, he lost it, and Hector's not responsible. Now, we're concerned someone might find it, but you're only concerned for that day because the day is on it. Zog the Gemara v'shem yoyim kosuv, because of Ramoyin. Zog the Gemara, what's the big deal? It says Monday. He'll wait for next week Monday. And he'll use the lost ticket. The rabbi won't do it the same day that he found it because people are looking for it. So he looks, show me you paid for it. They don't remember you coming. But a week later, 2 weeks later, he'll wait for the next week. Mizayik. Mizayik means he'll find a zivuk for another Monday. Zakti Mora, no. It's not going to help him. Shem Mishmah Yekosav Olav. Every week there were different mishmaros, Yehoyarov, etc., etc. So you can't use it another mishmar. There were 24 mishmaros, so it's going to take a while. Zok demoga hagam atzmo shezayik is a mishmar. I'll wait. He has patience. Rami has a lot of patience. He'll wait for the following mishmar on that day. After 24 weeks, zok demoga shema yoyim v'shema Shabbos v'shem chodesh oikos malayin. Now you got to wait for the week, the year, and the chodesh. And the week and the chodesh, that's too complicated. That's very, very not common to come out the exact same formulation. Afilu roitzel azayik, ein motzel azayik, is not motzui to find the day exactly the same year.
What do you do next year? Oh, it says the year.
It says the chodesh. It says the week.
What do you do?
It says the day.
Till next year.
Because it's the same mishmer. The mishmer is not going to be the same formulation.
No.
What did you say?
Why don't you write the year?
They didn't. You asked me why didn't you write the year. They didn't. Like upon him, once you have the week and you have the day of the week and the month and the mishmar, that's not a yearly thing. That's going to come out of a cheshbon of numerous years. Zok the Mishnah. Halacha dalet. Shtei lishkois hoi b'mikdash. There were two rooms in the mikdash. Achas was called lishkas chashoyin, was called chashoyin, secretive. V'achas lishkas kelim for the kelim. The people that donated kelim put it in there. Chashoyim, I want to give matan b'seisa. Lishkas chashoyim yirechet noisin l'soicha b'chashoyim. They gave it secretly. V'aniim b'nei toivim and aniim they were embarrassed to what to take tzedakah money. So mispanasim b'toichah b'chashoyim. They took from there secretly. Lishkas hakelim kol mishu mislad of kli. Whoever wants to give a kli to the Beis Hamikdash, zor kol atochi throws it in there. The achz l'shoishim yoyim hagizbarin poischi noisa. The gizbarin open it up. The chol kli shematzu by tzeich lebedek abayis. Whatever can be used for bedek abayis, benichin noisa. They use it for bedek abayis. V'ashar that doesn't have any usage, nimkorin they sell it with mei noiflin lebedek abayis, and the money is used for bedek abayis. Zok di gemara. Reb Yanka bar Idi, Reb Yitzchak bar Nachman, Avim Farnosim. They were kaboy tzedakah. V'avin Yavin le Reb Chomer avoid the Reb Yoishaya dinner. They used to give Reb Chomer, the father of Reb Yoishaya, a dinner. Now, v'hu yoyev le lechoronin. He himself was in the oni, but he himself used to give it to the aniim that were embarrassed to get directly from tzedakah. I'll take tzedakah, but they weren't tzedakah. People say, oh, why are you taking tzedakah? He took tzedakah to give to others. Zok di Gemara. Others, to others. Zog di Gemara, Reb Schaia chassid Reb Levi, similar mice, Reb Schaia, the son of Reb Levi, or Yehakom Elizin. People used to talk about him, look, he's taking tzedakah money, and he's living in wealth. I'm Elizin Olav. Omrin, they said, the loy tzorich vu nosav. He doesn't need the money, and he takes. Min de domoch, after he was nifter. So botkin vishkachin, they found, vashkin, davem maflik le lechurnin, he gave it to others. He did l'shem shemayim. So Mimela, he did the right thing. He just didn't want the Anim to be embarrassed. So he took the Bizyonis in order to take from stock, and people talked about him, but he gave it to others that were embarrassed to collect. He used to be Mechalik Tzok at night, so the Anim should not be embarrassed. Chadzman, one time, Pogabe Behibo in the Ruchayo, he saw the Tsar of the Shadim that roamed around at night. Omalei, so the Tsar told him, Leiken Alfin Rebbe, didn't they teach you, Leisasik Vureyecho? This is my jurisdiction. Why are you hindering me? The night Lila is given to me for Mazikin. What are you giving Tzok now? You're stopping me. Tzok is prevents this, the what I can harm. Omalei, Veloike, so Chinot said back, Veloiken Ksiv, Matam Besesi, Yichape Af. That means if you give matan b'seisa, b'seisa means at night, yichape af. It's mechape the af, the anger. So even the mazikim have no jurisdiction. He was scared of him and he ran away from him. By tztokah, the main thing is, we'll see soon in the Gemara, that tztokah, the main thing is to do whatever it takes in order that the aniyim should receive it and not be embarrassed. Zok the Gemara. Yeah, the shade ran away. But now the Gemara is going to say the following yisoid. Om Rab Yoina. It says in the Pasuk, in Tehillim, Ashrei Noisin Ladal. I'm sorry. Ashrei Maskil Ladal, it says. But Ashrei Noisin Ladal Ein Ksiv Kan. It says Maskil. Why Maskil? Because when you give tzedakah, you have to think. Don't just go take tzedakah to a poor person publicly embarrass him. The purpose, that's what the Gemara says. Ho'oimar Sela L'tzedakah Amnashi Yichye B'ni Areze Tzadik Gomer. Because by a tzedakah, the main thing is the Hano of the Oni. The Lishmo doesn't play a role. The outcome plays a role. And if the Oni receives, that's the main intent. You have to be maskil adal. Zogmo ela ashke maskil adal. Zeshu mistakel b'mitzah heichlat soysa. How can I do it the best way not to embarrass the Oni? Zogmo b'keitzah the Rabbi Yoyna oysa. K'shei roi Oni ben toivim shiorim min chosov. He saw a pauper that was yorim min chosov. Hoi oimeloi. He said, you know, b'ni, b'shul sheshamati shenofel l'choi yirusha makam acher. I heard you have a yirusha coming your way. Sotoil v'at perea. Here, meanwhile, is a $10,000, you'll pay me back when Yerusha comes to you. There was no Yerusha, but you're allowed to be Mishana. You're allowed to be Mishana, why? In order to make sure that the Oni will get the money. Now, once he already got the money, the Yerusha never came, then it was much easier for him not to pay back. To take it, he was embarrassed. But once he received it, it was easy to keep it. Tovat Pereya. Zokamor, I mean, the Havan Nosaf, after days, then Havan Omele, he told him, Matoni L'cho, you know what, keep it already. And then there was no Yerusha, he said, keep it. That's how he does maskil. There were aniyim, there were sovin, there was kainim in his generation. Meaning, the kainim only took the money between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because they figured, two pshatim, either because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, people are very serious, so then they mean it. I don't want to take money if you don't have the right intent. You mean it, I'll take it. Another pshat in Mefarshim is because between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, the mezonos shel adam aktsuvim. So between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it's like hanging. It's not niktzav yet. So when it's ready niktzav, I don't want to take. It's ready niktzav. Maybe it's part of Chesed. No, the Eibush should ready to take care of me. Niktzav between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, like Beninim, are hanging. So I was ready to take. Zok the Gemara. So Bosak came live in the Sima, but after that, after Yom Kippur, they wouldn't take the Shaton Gabon. Meaning, Amrin, they said, the Shatan Gabon, what was Nigzar for us to take, we received from the Eibishter. We don't take, it's we Shatan Gabon, we stayed away from it. They didn't want to take. Zogmon Chemi Ishikin Pogabe Yushalmi Yechod, a Jerusalemite, Yushlaim de Kamenim. Omalei told him, Zocha Ami Chodet Tanagoto, meaning give me a Nedovus, I can buy in a Tanagoilus. I need a Tanagoilus, a plum chicken, Tanagoilus. Omalei, so Chemi said, Hailach Tumisa the Kupar. Here's a Matbeya, and buy with it Bosa Behema. And vice versa, Bosa Behema was not as good and tasty, that specific Behema, versus Tana Goylus. Vizovin Kupad v'ochel meis. The fella ate the Kupad, the meat, and he died. Zok the Gemara v'hoyot tseveach. Nechemya was, Ishichin was crying, and he screamed, V'oma, boy v'siptu la'arugash on Nechemya. Be misapid, the maspid, the person that I killed, I caused my negligence. I should have given what he wanted. Zogmar Nochemish Gamzu. The famous Gemara in Tainis, a little different over here. Nochemish Gamzu. And he said, Gamzu Latoiva. He was bringing a Doigen to his father-in-law. Pogaboy Mukashkin Echod, a Mukashkin that had blisters all over his face, met him. Omele told him, Zeche Ami, Zeche Mimimadi Isgaboch. Could you give me some of your wealth that you have all these, you're traveling with all these Doigen for your Shver? Could I have some of it? Omele told him, Miyachzor. When I come back from my shver, I'll give you the leftovers. He pushed him off. You don't push off an ani. Omalei. So Nochem said, Miyachzor, when I come back. Chozev Ashkemes. He came back. And the ani was nifti. He wasn't alive anymore. Vahava Omar Lekiblei. So he told. Vahava Omar Lekiblei. So Nochem is Gamzu said, he stood in front of the mace, and he said, "Vav Omer leKiblei inaya dechaminoch v'lo yizben loch yistemayon." Ah, he said about himself. He said, "The eyes, my eyes, that saw the tsar of this oni, and I didn't have pity on him. I said, I'll give you on the way back. They should be punished. They will not see anymore." So he gave himself a klala. And likewise, he said, "Yodid loy pshat miton loch iskaton." The hands that are not stretched and give to the oni will be severed. Haglaid loy gahatan lemeitan loch isbogun. The feet that are not run to give him should be cut off. Matzen kain, and it took place like that. Nochem ish gamzu was handless, feetless, and he couldn't see. Solik like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva came to visit him. Omalei Rabbi Kiva told him, "Eloch, woe unto Oili. Woe unto me, Shanigoy Oisra Bikach, I see you in such a state." Omar Leisa, Nochem answered, "Eli, Shanigoy Oisra Bikach, woe unto me that I don't see you in such a state. Why are you not happy about Yisurin? Yisurin is Shalavi, you should accept." Omar Leisa, Rabbi Kiva said, "Mat Mikaleni, you're cursing me. You want me to have Yisurin like that?" Omar Lei, so Nochem answered, "Umat Mevait be Yisurin. Why being Mevait be Yisurin? Chavivin Yisurin." And the Pelas of Rabbi Kiva himself said Chavivin Yisurin in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The difference is that maybe Yisurei Shah, and this was a lifelong punishment. Zog Mora, Reb Hoshe Rabba Vava Rabbe Debrei Chad Sagi Nehoira. Reb Hoshe Rabba, he was him and the Rebbe of his son, who was a blind person. His son's Melamed was blind. He used to sit with him, Vava Yolef Echol Yimei B'chol Yom, used to sit with him and eat with him every day lunch. As COVID, to COVID to his son's Rebbe, Melamed. Once he had guests, he didn't want to invite the Melamed for lunch because the Orchin will see that the state of the Rebbe, Nebuch, has to come out to other people to eat. He didn't eat with him. In the night, in the evening, Rabbi went to visit the Melamed. Rabbi told him, "Don't be angry at me that I didn't invite you today. Begin since I had guests by me today, the Amrit, the Lord lives you because of the Mari Yoima. Dane, I said to myself, I don't want to embarrass you in front of the Orchim if they see you are Simich on me from lunch. Begin Kain Lo Yachilsi in Mari Yoima Dane. And that's why I did not eat with you today." The Saginor, he's Mephias him. Omalei. So the Saginor told him, "Atepes to Laman de Mechamev Lo Yachami. You Mephias someone who is seen but cannot see. Dane de Chome Velo Mischamai Mikal Piyusech. In this chus, you should be zoicha that the one who is roya and not nira, meaning the Eibishta, he should be mekabel your pius and your tefillas." Omalei, so Eishi asked him, "Is that a beautiful brocha? Hadom and Olach, who taught you this nusach?" Omalei, so he told him, "Mi Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, from the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov." Why? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, all had the sogi nara lekarte. A saginor once came to his house, to his city. Yosef Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov legamine. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov sat below him. He gave him covet. The Saginor was above. He sat below on the floor. So he was mechabedim. The yaimgun, so people should see. The luli dehave ba'anosha Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov legamine. If he's not such a choshev person, he won't have lowered himself. So they saw azach choshev oni. Let's support him. Avdin lepanis the eikal. So they made him tzedakah. They all supported this person. They realized that the Eliezer is mechabedim. Omaloin. So he asked them, "Mao Hakein, why are you being noig me like this?" Amrinle, they answered, "Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Yosel Raminoch, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov sat below you, so we want to support you, you're Choshev. Vitzalu Alei Hadet Salusa." So the Tsuma said this tefillah, and this is the tefillah they said, "Ata Gomalto Chesed Lamandem Ischami Velechomi." You did Chesed for someone that is seen but cannot see. Dein the Chomi Velo Mischami Yigmal Yosel Chesed. Someone who sees and is not seen, the Ebishter, should do Chesed with you. Zokimo, the last Gemara, Reb Chomi Bachinov, Reb Haishia, have a Metail in Be'ilan Kiddush to the Lloyd. They were Metail amongst the Batekinesias of Lloyd. Omer Reb Chomi Bachinov, Reb Haishia, come a moment, Shikwa Voice Akan. Look how much money my forefathers spent over here in the beautiful Beis Knesses. So Beishia said, look how many lives you could have saved. Don't give money to base knesses to beautify before you support aniim. And the Tashmitz and Chuvas brings that a shchivra that says he wants to beautify base knesses. Ain't shoymin loy. You give it to talmid chachomim aniim before you give it to base knesses. Zok the mother. Reb Avin Ovad Ilan Taraya. Reb Avin Daf Tezvavam El Beis. He did the Sidra Rabba. He built from his own home beautiful Sha'orim for the Beis Medrash. Also, Ramona Legabe, Ramona came to visit him. Omale told him, look what I did to beautify the Beis Medrash. Omale, that's what happened in this man. In Hoshea, the Pasuk describes that they forgot the Eibishter. Instead of being Mahana Tamil Chomim, you should support Tamil Chachomim. So, and that's the ideal tzedakah. Zok demal kotch mizbeach moitzin es haroy lehen mikotche berek habayis. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll finish the last gemara tomorrow and the next one.